Now we're talking with Roger Jennison on 31st August 76 at Grenoble. So can you tell me what the first thing you did in radio astronomy was? How did you get involved?
I got involved. May I just go back one quickly?
Yes.
Just for personal history. Before the war, at the very beginning of the war, I was an undergraduate in engineering.
I see.
I then volunteered for Ercru. I was in the RAF for 5 or 6 years. I was made redundant on Ercru towards the end of that, and I went into ground radar and finished off my career in the armed forces and ground radar. I came out, just before I came out, personal anecdote if you like, I was at the end of my Ercru career for a short time in charge of a library whilst I was resting between some things. And in that library I came across a biography of Lord Rutherford. I read it because I had nothing else to do, and I decided I should not be an engineer, although incidentally I'm back as an engineer almost nowadays.
Right.
But I decided my real interests were more fundamental, and that I should go and take a degree in physics, go back to square one. So I went back to square one after the war, took a degree in physics at Manchester, or started to take a degree in physics at Manchester. The reason for going to Manchester, again, personal, was that I had ample time in the Air Force to go through the various lists of universities in the UK, and I was influenced most by who happened to be in charge of a particular physics department.
Right.
I turned down Cambridge, curiously enough, because, for one thing, I couldn't understand their prospectus. It was in Latin or something like that, I can't remember. But I could not really fathom it out. But at Manchester, there was end up between Manchester and Birmingham. The cavity magnetron had been invented at Birmingham, and that's certainly interested me. But
right.
at Manchester, there was a chap called Blackett,
right,
who I repeatedly encountered in reading Rutherford's biography. Therefore, I decided that Manchester was the place for me, and I went to Manchester and became a fresher, an undergraduate in physics. But, of course, of more elderly years than a lot of my colleagues.
Right.
And during my first year there, a friend of mine, who was also an ex-serviceman, encountered a paper by Menzel and Salisbury, maybe in my second year, Menzel and Salisbury, Don Menzel,
right,
who was at this conference.
I've talked to him at Cambridge, actually.
Good.
Right. This is 48,
looking
I think,
very, very ill.
Poor
old Don. But still, he goes on and on. Anyway, 48 it may have been then. 48, it was, yes, that's right, because I went to Manchester in 47, so in 48 there was this paper by Menzel and Salisbury, and it rather interested us. It was concerned with some observations they'd made at very, very low frequencies. So we thought I think I did a quick calculation and decided that the frequency concerned, or not quite their frequency, but that frequency of about 7 cycles a second, it was possible for the ionosphere of the Earth and the solid sphere of the Earth to form a cavity resonator.
I see.
So I thought, well, let's have a look at 7 hertz.
And, right.
Excuse me, there's a wasp around me.
Yeah.
We constructed an extraordinary aerial system. It was a bunch of it was galvanized iron wire. We had to do it very, very cheaply. Blackett, incidentally, this is where I mentioned my early part, Blackett looked with favor on two of his ex-service undergraduates,